This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A high court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has sentenced presidential candidate Jean-Marc Kaboun to 7 years in prison on 12 charges, including spreading false rumors and insulting the head of state. Here's Reuters' Alice Rizzo with more.
He had been held in Kinshasa's main prison since his arrest in August 2022, after he called President Félix Tshisekedi a danger and criticized his government. His lawyer said it was an extremely harsh decision, especially as there is no appeal. Kaboun was not present for the verdict, but repeated his remarks about the president in a hearing last month. He was a former vice president of parliament and a close associate of Tshisekedi, who launched his own political party last year after the two fell out.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo, who says Congo is expected to hold a general election in December, in which Tshisekedi is likely to seek a second term. Britain, France, and Germany have informed the European Union they will retain ballistic missile sanctions on Iran that were set to expire in October under the now-defunct 2015 Iran nuclear deal. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's planning to deliver a speech on American democracy later this month after the next Republican presidential campaign debate, according to a source familiar with the planning. The source, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the venue has not been finalized, but Arizona was being considered for the speech, the planning of which was first reported by the New York Times. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has been indicted on Thursday with 3 federal firearms-related charges, according to papers filed in court. This is VOA News. The flash flood that has killed thousands of people in Libya this week followed a metacane. That's a rare but destructive weather phenomenon that scientists believe will intensify as the world warms. The term is an amalgamation of the words Mediterranean and hurricane, metacane. It's used by scientists and weather forecasters, but is much less well known to the wider public. The United States says it will retaliate for Russia's unprovoked expulsion of diplomats. AP reporter Rita Foley says they announced the expulsion earlier on Thursday,
accusing them of keeping in touch with a man in Russia who worked at the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok, but was arrested earlier this year. The ex-employee was accused of collecting information for U.S. diplomats about Russia's military action in Ukraine and related issues. The 2 U.S. diplomats ordered to leave are the first secretary at the U.S. Embassy in Russia, Jeffrey Sillin, and the second secretary, David Bernstein. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement that what it called the illegal activities of the U.S. diplomatic mission are unacceptable. I'm Rita Foley.
The first truckload of Russian humanitarian aid has arrived this week in the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh from Azerbaijan, although Armenian authorities and citizens and activists say that the Azerbaijani troops continue to block access from Armenia. Reporter Ricardo Marquina traveled to areas near the enclave on the Armenian side. Marcus Harton narrates his report from the Armenian capital.
The shortages could soon begin to cost lives. From Stepanakert, the capital of the region, Ruben Vardanyan, a local politician and public figure, speaks with VOA.
We have limited food because of the only local products. We don't have medicaments. We don't have gasoline. And everyday situation becoming worse and worse.
Residents on the Armenian side of the border say the Russians are not meeting their obligations under a 2020 agreement to secure the corridor with a presence of peacekeepers. For Ricardo Marquina in Yerevan, Armenia, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
The U.S. Justice Department will press its argument Thursday that Google sought to strike agreements with mobile carriers to win powerful default positions on smartphones to dominate search. It's an antitrust trial that could change the future of the internet. They say Google paid $10 billion a year to the wireless companies and internet providers. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.